Yeah, it's Hugh Hewitt, Evening Grace. If you're listening on tape delay or via podcast, I'm so glad that you're here today on the day that Donald Trump spiraling down. The plane is headed towards the mountain. His speech last night did nothing to drain the toxicity of the worst 72 hours in the modern Republican Party since George W. Bush. DUI dropped in 2000. I think every Republican office holder who's on the ballot this year is justifiably panicked. And what Carville said on MSNBC last night, that there is chatter about taking him off the ballot by removing him at the convention. We'll talk about that. But another amazing thing happened last night. A woman was nominated by one of the major parties. Now, I think this is less important for conservatives because we hold up Margaret Thatcher as one of us. We don't think of her as really British in some respects. But it's a big deal for American history. I'm joined by Betsy McCoy, former New York lieutenant governor, author of Beating Obamacare in 2014, longtime powerhouse of the conservative right, intellectual work. Betsy, welcome. It's good to have you on.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to join you.
As a former senior elected official who's a woman, putting aside the partisanship, what did you think of history being made last night?
I didn't think history was really made, except in the most technical sense, and here's why. Hillary Clinton is not shattering any glass ceilings. She has gotten everywhere she is on her husband's coattails. There are many elected officials out there from both parties, women who have actually shattered glass ceilings. They didn't get where they were by just exploiting their role as first lady and then taking it from there. They worked their way up themselves.
And so even though she's on the ballot, don't credit her with it. And, you know, that's true.
But she has a profound record of failure. For me, this is imperiling the success of future women in politics and business because she does not stand for success. She was a failure, a dangerous failure as Secretary of State, and yet people are saying, well, she's experienced. Not all experience is good experience.
Well, I agree with that. My device is every liberal really seems so sad to remind me of Egypt, Libya's Syria, the status of forces agreement, the Russian reset button, and the server. There's so many things to go after about, but she's going to be 15 points ahead by the end of this thing, given our candidate, Betsy McCoy. What do you think about Donald Trump's 72 hours?
In politics, a week is an eternity. This could all be forgotten in a week. I can tell you this. For Americans who are desperate for job opportunities, who need to see this historically low economy turned around. They need to elect someone who understands the economy, who has produced jobs, and that's Donald Trump, not Hillary Clinton. She's a blabber. He's a builder.
Betsy, I believe that. I tried to make that work. I've been Switzerland all along, but the last 72 hours with the judge, and then last night he was given the chance to drain the swamp of the toxicity, and he swung and he missed.
I think you're overreacting to that. The fact is, Hillary Clinton's economic proposal will doom this economy to actual depression. She's proposing what she calls fair growth. It's going to be a spate of new rules imposing gender and racial preferences in hiring and promotion, rules about how employees can be paid and when. She's going to have Uncle Sam in the boardroom of every company looking over the shoulder of every manager. Regulation has destroyed our economy, and she's going to make it worse. She's going to suffocate it.
I know that. And I know she's going to take the Supreme Court hard left, and she's got 67 district and appellate court appointments waiting for her. That number will grow.
Look,
I know the foreign policy.
Thank you. Do you know that this country is facing right now an epidemic, an unprecedented number of suicides, drug addictions, alcoholism, and related illnesses like fatal cirrhosis of the liver, all related to the economy. Can you imagine? People driven to desperation, they can't find a job, and they finally take their own lives, leaving their families and unpaid mortgages behind. We can't let this continue.
Oh, I know that. I stipulate that it's a dreary, dreary time, and we can talk about Zika.
This is not a referendum on Donald Trump.
Betsy,
an effort to defeat Hillary Clinton.
But Betsy, that's not living in the reality. We got to get rid of Trump on the ticket, or we're going to get killed.
Living in the reality that Hillary Clinton will mean the end of economic opportunity for my children's generation. I will not let it happen.
Well, Betsy, you're one vote, and I'm one vote, and I want to support the nominee. But last night, Podesta got up and used the bigot word twice, and then Hillary got up and hit him on
you
racism.
Know what?
Betsy, let me finish. Okay. There is a repetition in this country of the narrative that gets locked in, and the narrative, because of the last 72 hours, is race. Look at your New York Daily newspaper this morning.
These are pussy-whipped Republicans who don't have the nerve to stand up and say, I am not a racist, my party is not racist, but we need economic growth, and the Democrats are sitting back in their armchairs loving the fact that these Republicans are being distracted by Democratic criticism of Trump's rhetoric.
Betsy, what do you say about Mark Kirk and Jeff Flake? And
I say ignore them. I say ignore them. I have no respect for Mark Kirk. Ignore them.
Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, Paul Ryan.
Lindsey Graham, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for Lindsey Graham. He said he would approve the Iran deal. He said he would approve Obama's nominees to the Supreme Court. Lindsey Graham is not a conservative.
Jeff Flake?
I can't comment on Jeff Flake. I don't know his record.
All right. He's very good, very conservative record. Speaker Ryan condemning the remarks as racist. I'm just talking about, let me play you Carville.
I'm not going to join the herd. I deplore racism, but I'm supporting Donald Trump because I want jobs for my children's generation.
Well, sure we do.
I don't want to see this economy destroyed by Hillary Clinton. And
but if he gets to, if he's down,
destroy this economy.
Polling yesterday shows he has 18% of Latino vote. Mitt Romney had 32%. George W. Bush had 44%. That number, that 18%, will drop. And he leads among white women by 1 point, Betsy McCoy.
I'm telling you what I stand for, you.
I know, but he's going to get killed.
Polls. I'm not looking at the polls. I'm telling you that I cannot support a candidate who will destroy our economy. Look at Hillary Clinton's economic proposals.
I get it. I agree with that. But what are you going to do about the people who don't care? What about that? They use racial politics. I'm just talking practical. If someone's got stage four cancer, and this candidacy does, you don't treat it like a cold, Betsy McCoy.
That's right. But I'm telling you that our economy, our nation, has stage four economic malaise, and you're inviting Dr. Kevorkian in. If you,
I'm not inviting him in. I'm pointing out that our nominee cannot win. That's what I'm pointing
out.
After
opinion?
The last 72 hours, I do, and I've been neutral. I've been supportive. It's just collapsed. The last 72 hours, you do not disqualify judges based upon race. Everyone has had to condemn him, and the consequences of it is this wall of racism.
I think it's for this judge to join an organization.
Oh, Betsy, don't go there. We can't go there. I disagree. It's not right. You could bring a motion to recuse. Donald Trump has not done
right.
So. If he
and
did
that
so,
would have been the proper thing to do.
And he would have been thrown out because you cannot disqualify someone by virtue of your own extemporaneous comments made about politics. I'm a lawyer in California, have been for 30 years. You can't do it. So, Betsy, if you've got 10 minutes or 5 minutes with Donald Trump, what do you tell him to do?
I tell him to emphasize his strengths, which this nation urgently needs. We need a builder in the White House, not a blabber. We need someone who knows how to employ people, build businesses. Look at Donald Trump's financial disclosure statement, 104 pages listing 185 profit-producing ventures that he has built, apartment buildings, industrial buildings, golf courses. He's employed people. He earns enormous management fees running other people's businesses because he knows how to do it. Then you look at Hillary Clinton, her meager little 11-page financial disclosure statement. All she has is speaking fees. She's a blabber. That's all she knows how to do. She's a self-promoter. We don't need another self-promoter in the White House. We need somebody who has built businesses, understands what needs to be done to get our economy growing again.
What would you advise Donald Trump to say about the judge?
I would say just knock it off, and let's turn to the focus of the major issues in this election, which is, will America grow again?
Well, he knocked it off last night. But Betsy, he knocked it off
to our people.
He knocked it off last night, but he didn't address it. He's got to address it.
I don't think so. I think he should. The issue should be just ignored. It's over. We have bigger things to talk about in this election, and you are not serving the nation by raising this again and again.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's the news. It's what the news is about.
No,
I do the news.
You're creating the news.
No, I'm not. It's talked about. Betsy, that's
Look,
the problem with Team
you
Trump.
You invited me on to talk about Zika, and here we are talking about Donald Trump's comments about the judge. You
because
are
of the news.
Creating the news.
No, because it is the news. It's what Hillary Clinton talked about last night.
You are pandering to the left. You are letting them define what is newsworthy today.
Betsy, we have to disagree. breaking news is breaking news. And when Donald Trump gives his speech last night,
you're an opinion leader. You could decide what. I can tell you that in my neighborhood, women are very concerned. Women are very concerned. Women and their husbands are very concerned about Zika.
Well, of course they are. I'm very concerned about Zika, too, but it's not in the headlines. In the headlines today is Donald Trump attacking the judge, Hillary Clinton seizing the nomination, and I'm afraid a never-never-land approach by Team Trump and supporters of Trump. But, Betsy, thanks for coming on. Betsy McCoy, former lieutenant governor of New York. I'm coming right back, America, on The Hugh Hewitt Show.